This coming Motzei Shabbos, we're going to begin Slichos, and it's important to know regarding the timing of when is the best and perhaps the worst time to say Slichos. So we'll begin with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, citing Rav Hai Gaon, who says that the minhag to begin Slichos starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and this is the minhag of Sfardim. The Yalka Yosef writes about the minhag at length, Ayin Sham. On the other hand, Rav Amram Gaon, the Rambam say Slichos are only said during Aseres Mei Tshuva also, not a popular minhag for most people, or Ashkenazim certainly. We follow the Ramah, who writes there in Tafkuf Pei Aleph that the Bnei Ashkenaz begin Slichos on Yom Rishon, on Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. And if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, Tuesday, we begin Motzei Shabbos the week before. The Ramah seemingly indicating that we need to have at least 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. And the question is why? So the Lavush explains that there's a minhag to fast for 10 days corresponding to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The problem is that there are 4 days we can't fast during the 10 days of Tshuva, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbat Shuvah. Therefore, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday, you can fast for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, and the 6 days during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, in order to have 10 days of fasting completely. However, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday, Tuesday, you can't fast for 4 days that week, and therefore we begin the week before to make sure we have enough days of fasting. This is cited by the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The question being, what does a tainus, what does a fast day have to do with Slichos? Why does our recitation of Slichos correspond to 10 days of fasting? So the Rambam Mais and Hilchos, Tainios and Perek Aleph. Now, tainus has an aspect of tshuva. Fasting without davening and tshuva is meaningless. You have to combine it with tzaka and crying out and bakashas rachamim and mercy from Hashem. And therefore, we see that it makes sense that the recitation of Slichos should be tied to fasting. And even though we don't have our own fast for Aseres Yemei Tshuva nowadays. However, it is unclear how the Levush understands that there's an aspect of tashlumim, of making up for something that didn't yet occur. We don't really find in Halacha that you pre-record, so to speak, that you preset to make up for something you're going to miss later on. It's an interesting understanding of the Levush. The second approach is the Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba, and it cites the Ateres Akenim, who notes that all the korbanos are commanded with the words the hikravtem, you should offer, but in Rosh Hashanah it says v'asisem, that you should make. And the understanding is that a person should make himself into a korban Rosh Hashanah, not just bring the animal, but bring yourself before Hashem. And therefore, since we are like a korban, we need 4 days of fasting and slichos to make a cheshbon nefesh, an accounting of the soul. Just as a korban needs 4 days of bikur to be inspected for a mum, for any blemishes. This is cited as well in the Prima Gadim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this with some small differences. The question is, how Slichos and the recitation of the 13 attributes of mercy, the Yud Gimel Midos, accomplish this examination of a mum, of Bikur? Shouldn't we have 4 days of learning Musar, Mesiyos Hisharim, Cheshbon HaNefesh? The Eliyahu Rabba explicitly says that these are days of Cheshbon HaNefesh. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that the recitation of the Slichos, the reciting of Slichos, is a form of Bikur Mum, of inspecting our blemishes. How does that work? So Rav Eliyahu Baruch Finkel writes in the Milshulchan Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch, and he says that the recitation of Slichos contains Taharas Mumen, purification of the Mum. The Meir in the Chibur HaTshuva says that Slichos is about asking for purity of heart, Taharas Halev. And the Slichos of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we also ask for a Lev Navar, a pure heart, meaning we're requesting from Hashem a pure heart. That, says Rav Eliyahu Baruch, is the form of Bikur Mum. We request that our Mumen should be purified before Rosh Hashanah through the reciting of Slichos. A different approach is from Rav Yerucham Olshin in his beautiful Yerach HaMoadim. In the 11th Maimer, he elaborates that the Korban is an inyan of coming close to Hashem. Karov is the language of a Korban, to come close. The Ma'aral Nogvurus Hashem in Parachet says, Ki ein Korban zula sakirov v'hadivik boisvarach. The greatest Korban is the coming close to Hashem. Let's say, min hachet, to leave sin, lashuv elav, to return to Hashem yisparach, v'zeu lashon korban hiskarvus al Hashem yisparach, a korban to come close to Hashem through a korban. Therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, says Rav Yerucham Olshin, we come before Hashem as a korban, meaning we come before Hashem to come close. And during the days of Slichos, we come before Hashem and ask for a she'if, a desire to come close to Hashem. So that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we will want to come close. And we want to change our perspective and our desires and turn our focus towards Hashem. That is the Bikur Mum, preparing our focus and our she'ifa towards Rosh Hashanah. The third approach is the Bir Hagra, who cites the Gemara Rosh Hashanah of Zion, that Rosh Hashanah Tefillah calls the day at the beginning of your acts. That's the Maisa Rishon of the world, created in Tishrei. And that goes with the Shita of Rabbi Yezer, that the world is created in Tishrei. So the Ran there writes that the world was created on the 25th of Elul, and Adam was created on the first day of Tishrei. This, the Ran suggests, is the basis of the Minhag of Barcelona and our Ashkenazi communities to say Slichos in the few days prior to Rosh Hashanah. And this is what Hashem was creating, the universe. The Ran concludes that the world was really created in Nisan, but again, the Gra says this may be the Minhag that we have to prepare Slichos, because really that's when the world was created beforehand. The fourth opinion is brought in the Lekha Yosher, the Trumas Hadeshin, written by his Talmud, and he says that on Shabbos we are free to learn Torah, and this creates a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and therefore on Moshe Shabbos we begin Slichos, because the Shechina rests on someone who has a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, a rejoicing of performing a mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph says that a person should ideally daven from a ruach of a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, being happy that you're doing a mitzvah. Because we want to be closer to Hashem, we combine the Simcha of learning Torah over Shabbos, uninterrupted, with the period of beginning Slichos. It's an opportune time to come close to Hashem. Rav Yerucham Olshan, again, in the Yerach Lamad, in a different Maimer, notes that the Lavush says we say Kaddish Tiskabel following Slichos, because Slichos has a halacha of tefillah. Usually only say Kaddish with the insertion of Tiskabel after we say Shemona Esrei, and Slichos is not technically Shemona Esrei, but the Lavush says we say Psukim beforehand, like Psukim de Zimra, the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim take the place of Shemona Esrei, and we also finish with Tachnun. And therefore, just like when it comes to Tefillah, we have the Shechina before us, we have Ashras HaShechina, Hashem is resting upon us, so too when it comes to Slichos, we have the Shechina before us as well. The Mishabur, in fact, says that one of the reasons we don't walk in front of somebody when they are davening is because the Shechina is before them. We don't want to walk between them and the Shechina. The preparation, says Rav Yochanan Molshin, for Hashras HaShechina during Slichos is Limud HaTorah. Pekudei Hashem Yishar Masam Chalev, a person spends a Shabbos preparing himself to be Mekavel, the Shechina, to accept Hashem and going to Slichos, and that is a great time to engage in Limud HaTorah. The fourth is an opinion or an approach we find by many by the Hasidim. The Vayaga Yaakov, the Abbasin of Papa, writes in his Perish on Slichos, he writes the name of the Rav Yisachar Dov of Belz, that we begin after Shabbos because on Shabbos we are blessed with Meir Panim, that our faces are alight, is Kedusha. We want the bracha of the Meir Panim, our lit faces of Shabbos, to counteract our faces being ashamed and embarrassed. We say on the first side of Slichos, Eich niftach palafanecha be'ilu panim nashtuch shichim, that our faces are downtrodden and low, and if we want to bring ourselves up with the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Shem Yishmuel says a similar idea by Parshas Kisavo and Tafresh Ayin. The idea of Shabbos is easier to do tshuva, and therefore we want to connect Slichos to Moshe Shabbos. And also the Or Gedal Yahu in the beginning, in the Chelek and Moadim, connects the two ideas of Shabbos and tshuva and Slichos. So these are five explanations as to why we begin Slichos Moshe Shabbos. Let's turn now to the best, or perhaps the worst time, to recite Slichos. The Shulchan Aruch says that Slichos should be recited by Ashmaras HaBoker, right before Alos HaShachar, the end period of the night. And the Magen Avraham explains, based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that towards the end of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to this world, and it's an Eis Ratzon. And we understand that Ashmaras HaBoker is the last 3 hours before Alos HaShachar. The Matei Ephraim writes in Sif Yud Ches, and the Elf HaMagen explained that this is the Zman Mubchar for Slichos. This approach says that the best time to recite Slichos is to wake up early towards the end of the night, right before the morning comes, and we should recite Slichos then. The Machatzis HaShekel understands that Ashmaras HaBoker is preferable. He learns that the Gemara Yevamos only tells us that Chatzos is an Eis Ratzon for the weather, but it's not speaking about Tefillah. And the Igros Moshe Rachaim Chelek Bey says that Ashmaras HaBoker doesn't exclude Chatzos, and that Chatzos is an Eis Ratzon as well, as we find in the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara explains that Bnei Yisrael had good weather at Chatzos during the years in the desert because it was an Eis Ratzon. The reason Ashmaras HaBoker was used, says Rav Moshe, is because it was a tircha, it was a big effort to get up at midnight, and it's easier to get up in the morning. But really, technically, says Rav Moshe, they may both be equal. Chatzos and Ashmaras HaBoker may be the same. However, Rav Moshe does conclude that piece of the tshuva that according to the Magen Avraham, Ashmaras HaBoker may be preferable because it's the time that the Shechina is closest to this world. The Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Rav Karp suggests another reason why Ashmaras HaBoker is better, because the Shulchan Aruch says Lakum B'Ashmaras, to get up at the end of the evening. And the Bir HaGra says, this is based Kumi Roni B'Layla, I get up in the night, Lira L'Rosh Ashmaras Shichli Kamayim Libech, I pour my eyes before Hashem, my heart before Hashem. Meaning, there's something about getting up in the night and the dedication in serving Hashem. The Chuvas Vanagas Chelek Dalet says that part of the avot of Slichos is getting up very early to recite them. And if you do say Slichos at Chatzos, you shouldn't daven later in the morning, because it's important to rise early during the Yemei Slichos, the days of Slichos. The Shar Mitzvah B'Halach in Yuma Chavbei cites a Rashi who also says it's easier to stay up later than to wake up from your slumber. It shows a greater dedication to wake up in the night. Asher HaYishrav Al-Yashiv says that the language of the Shulchan Aruch indicates the preference to get up early than to recite Slichos at midnight. And the Munkacha Rebbe in the Divrei Torah in the Chelek Al cites the Rebbe Yezidichov, the famed Sar Beis HaZohar, who cites the Arizal who would get up at a Shemaras HaBoker to recite Slichos. And that is approach number one, that the best time is to get up late in the end of the night. The Tehil of David in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph says that the above Magen Avraham and the Zohar also support the recitation of Slichos at Chatzos. Since that's the Zman of Chesed of the evening, and the Zohar Parshas Chayisara says that Chatzos is a Zman of Chesed as well. There is a forged letter in the name of the Degel Machne Ephraim that says the Baal Shem Tov recited Slichos at Chatzos as well. And this is printed by Chaim Black in his Kovitz Mechtavim Mekoriyim on page 35. He's a well-known forger, and therefore it's hard to rely on it. It's also found in the controversial Geniza HaCharsonis of Chabad, which also contains a lot of forged letters, and therefore there's no real indication to say the Baal Shem Tov said Slichos at Chatzos. The question, though, is if you do recite Slichos at Chatzos, can you recite Ashrei Lecha Hashem and Shemei Atfil before Chatzos? So the Magen Avraham in Tachuf Samech He says, Ein Lomar Kodem Chatzos Laila Shum Slichos. No Slichos at all before Chatzos. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo understands that Ashrei Lecha Hashem and Shemei Atfila are not Slichos, but rather the Psicha, the opening, the introduction to Slichos, and they can be recited before Chatzos. Which leads to the more controversial issue, is can Slichos be recited before Chatzos? So Rav Moshe has an important Shuvan Arachayim Chelik Beis in Simen Kuf Hei. He says that if it's not possible to recite Slichos after Chatzos, and the Tzibur would end up not saying Slichos at all, then as a Horas Shah, a one-time sack, you can recite Slichos before Chatzos. The timing of Slichos, he says, is not a din in Shas and Gemara. It's from the Acharonim, it's based on Kabbalah, and therefore there's room to be lenient if need be. And therefore it makes sense that there's no Isser. However, Rav Moshe notes three or four important points. He says it could be that the koach of the reciting of the third gimel, 13 midos, will not be as effective, and people should be aware of that. The tefillah may not be as effective. The second point is that in addition to this not being real slichos, one shouldn't stop in the middle of the pasuk ending of vinakeh, because we don't break psukim in the middle unless it's the shame tefillah. But since this might not be real slichos, it could be we don't have a heter to break in the middle of the pasuk, and maybe a person should recite the entire end of the pasuk as well. The next point is that if possible, you should try and say the slichos after the first third of the night. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph says that the first mishmar of the night changes. It's considered an ace ratzon according to some opinions, even though it's not the majority opinion. And Rav Moshe says that this in New York around this season is around an hour and 40 minutes before Chatzos. And the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya also says Tikkun Chatzos can be said after the first third of the night and the Mishmar. Shalom says the same idea. The Arugas HaBosim or Chaim Chelek Aleph says the minhag of Karlin was to recite Slichos at the beginning of the second Ashmorah of the night. It is the only Kihil I know that says Slichos L'chatchila at that time. And then Rav Moshe says you have to publicize that this is a Horash Shah, a one-time event for this year's situation, and the following year you may say Slichos in the correct Zman. This is also the opinion of Sriya Dablitsky in the Kitzur Hilchos Maadim and the Chuvas Hanagos by Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, it should never be done. There is really no heter at all in the community that has people the ability to get up later in the morning or at midnight or whatever it may be to say Slichos in any form before midnight. However, there is a possible heter that is offered or a limud zchus that comes from the Machshavos Be'etzin, the Kuntres Parperes L'Chachma, who says that the Eis Ratzon begins when it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim. So if you're in New York and 6 or 7 hours later it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim, it could be that at nighttime would be an Eis Ratzon in New York as well. Therefore, if you live west of Eretz Yisrael, once Chatzos in Yerushalayim comes, you can recite Slichos. And this Yisod is found in the Yaros Devashim Chelek Alpha, the end of the 15th Drasha, where Yonasan Ibrahim says that it's not possible there are multiple Eis Ratzon, times of goodwill around the world. Because that would mean every single hour, every single moment of the day, there's a new Eis Ratzon. Then every time is an Eis Ratzon, and then if every time is an Eis Ratzon, technically no time is a particular Eis Ratzon then. Therefore, he says, the Eis Ratzon comes from the perspective of Hashem, and that perspective is focused over Yerushalayim. With this, he explains that the firstborn were struck in Mitzrayim at the Chatzos of Eretz Yisrael, and not of Mitzrayim, and that's why the astrologers miscalculated the timing. Chassam Sofer says the same idea in the Torah's Moshe. However, Ravad Yosef in the Chavadas and Chelak Aleph and Simon Mem Vav notes that the Bechor Shor and the Tshuvas Yal Yehud Rav Yehuda Asad and the Rugas Habosam all say that the Chatzos depends on where the person is standing, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Malbim. And the Chavadas does use this though as a sniff lahakel for B'nai Chutzlarts that they need to say Slichos earlier. The Shari Tshuva cites the Bekei Yosef, who says that those shuls that begin Slichos before Chatzos on Motzei Shabbos, they may not say Ashamnu. They may not say the Vidui because the Kiddush of Shabbos is still there permeating. And the Matzah Ephraim also says you may not say Vidui on Motzei Shabbos before Chatzos. And that would seem to be the halacha. That perhaps was a sniff lahakel. However, it is clear from the poskim, the Shari Tshuva in Tafkuf Pei Aleph cites the Maram Zakutin Simid Lamed, who says the Yud Gimel Midos may not be said, can only be said the Eis Ratzon, and therefore you may not recite Slichos before Chatzos. The Arizal in the Shar Kavano says the same, and notes the exception is on the night of Yom Kippur, the only time we recite the Yud Gimel Midos at night. And this is noted by the Magen Avraham and the Ben Yishai. The Mateh Ephraim, whose work we hold of when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, says that you may not recite Slichos and the 13 attributes before Chatzos. And if there's a place that does this, then the minhag should be stopped. And if you're in a place where they do this, you should sit there quietly and don't daven with them, except saying the vidui. The Birka Yosef says that reciting slichos early is a minagra, a bad minhag, and this is the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach and the Emes Yaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, who says he knows of no heter, and the Yechav Adas in Chelek Alf Namvav and the Abia Omer think that Rav Moshe is incorrect for giving a limitzvus. He's against all the Achronim. However, the Chazon Ovadia, Rav Ovadia Yosef, writes that you can listen to Slichos over the radio before Chatzos in order to learn the tunes. The next opinion is what many shuls do, is to daven Slichos early in the morning before Shachris of that day. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings this custom, the minhag of reciting Slichos before, after Alos HaShachar, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the same thing on Licha Shlomo, and Rav Yashiv felt that this is based on the issue of Bittel Torah, by changing around the times, a person's sleep will be ruined and the usual learning will not go on as it should be. And the Elif HaMagen and the Mati Ephraim says we allow reciting Slichos as well the rest of the day because all these days are Yimei Ratzon after Alos HaShachar. However, the time before Alos HaShachar is more Mesugal. It's more appropriate, propitious for when it comes to having Yimei Din. But definitely not before Chatzos at night. The question is, what's better? During, say Slichos during the morning after Chatzos? Or to say Slichos at Chatzos, during the morning or at Chatzos. Everybody agrees that waking up Ashmaras HaBoker is the best. But the question is, what's better? To say wait up late and to say Slichos at Chatzos, or to wake up maybe a little bit before usual time and to say Slichos in the morning? So the Mishmeres Shalom says Chatzos is better. It's a greater Eis Ratzon. And the Rav Moshe says the same idea as we saw in the Hilchos Chag B'Chag and Rav Harfenes in the Mikdash Yisrael. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Hilchos Shlomo on the Moedim says that waking up for Slichos is better than reciting Slichos at Chatzos, than going to sleep, because we want to highlight the inyan to wake up for Slichos. And this shows when you wake up earlier for Slichos, it creates a sense of the Yimei Hadin and it brings a great schar for the person. That raises the question, why do we put Slichos before Shachris in this instance? What about Tadr v'Sheinu Tadr? Something that's more common should go first. So Rav Ovadia Yosef cites the Shagas Ari in Simchat Beis, who says that if there's an inyan of mitzvah versus a mitzvah, then we have to put the one that's more common first. But if it's a minhag or a reshus, an optional thing, or a minhag or a custom before a mitzvah, that can go wherever it wants. It's not bound to the rules of Tadir, Kodem. Is it better to daven Vasikin or recite Slichos if you have a choice? So it's clear from the poskim, if it's Vasikin or Slichos, you should recite Vasikin, because Vasikin is a din and Slichos is a minhag. And the Lekat Yosher, the Trumas HaDeshim, says that it's clear that Tefillah B'Tzivur takes precedence over Slichos. And the Tefillah is the main thing, and the Slichos are extra. And the Slichos are there to serve the Tefillah and to make it an Eis Ratzon, a better time of your davening. And the Chida writes in the Avodas HaKodesh in Os Reish Mem Hei, Lo b'shvil amira slichos yispal tefillah shelo bezmana. A person should never miss tefillah in its proper time because of slichos. V'yashim b'tefillin kiyotzei schar b'hafseidah. He'll miss out on the whole point. V'tov lo hispal kahogen v'lo yomar slichos. Better if a person has an issue of either saying slichos versus davening tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur 100% takes precedence. And the Rav Avadia in the Chavadah says that if needed, you can recite slichos before mincha later on in the day if a person is in such a situation. It should be a yimei ratzon and a successful slichos for everyone.